real hardcore Asian. How's the baby?
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
Been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
Yes, hello! This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am joined by my co-host, Eilish. And, yes, well, we're going to have a little bit of a Theological Thursday. That's what I'm going to call it. We're going to have Movie Madness Mondays, Tyrant Tuesdays, What the F Wednesdays, and Theological Thursdays.
I like that thing.
A little bit of alliteration, you know?
Yeah. I think it's a good balance, you know, to have a bit of oh my goodness, and have a bit of fun, have a laugh, and you know, like, inject some hope into people's hearts too, because it's been really, really intense with everything that's been happening in the world, from the mandatory vaccines to the undecided election and everything in between, and the dark cabal going down and all the nastiness, and it's just been one great big mess of a year. And, you know, I guess it's the way of, you know, the crash of the old in order for something new to be born. So if something is distasteful, if something's really coming out now, as we discover in this great awakening time, you know, just what is happening, what has been happening behind the scenes, from the Dominion voting machine scandal to the, you know, to what we found out about what really happens behind closed doors with blackmailing. Politicians that blackmail each other, and the NSA's got, you know, info on everyone and uses it as leverage to, you know, get deals and everything. Look, we're all tired of the old 3D paradigm. And in spiritual circles, you know, now that we are in Theological Thursday, in spiritual circles amongst the shamanic, the hippies, the white lighters, the positive Christians, look, amongst a lot of these, you know, deep thinkers and feelers, you know, we're feeling like we are at the dawning of a new humanity, but not the new world order that the cabal would like us to, you know, to superimpose upon us, you know, with world.
Well, I had a dream. Speaking of
a new humanity. Tell me.
Well, for some reason, I'm in Australia. I'm in Australia. We have some sort of moose lodge and a little bit of a shopping center around us, and we're bringing in some supplies, some food, because, you know, we're gonna have a big feast. I'm, you know, sitting there doing my Australian jokes about throwing stuff on the Barbie, and something happens, something weird happens, like there's a biological attack or something. People start mutating around me. It's kind of strange, like some weird Geiger kind of stuff. People start devolving into randomized monstrous things. No two creatures look alike, but you know, start trying to get the hell out of there. Start rounding up people who have mutated. You know, we've got helicopters, military helicopters, evacuating people. I was given the option to go. I said no. I've got to find Rob and Eilish. I go and I do find Rob. Rob doesn't make it. Rob doesn't make it at all. I'm basically surrounded by weird things, and I'm watching them infect other people. If people want a frame of reference to this, there is the SBC monster called The Flesh That Hates. And it's sort of like that. If you guys want to look that up, it's a very interesting science fiction story. The Flesh That Hates. And basically, I go on, you know, kill mode. And this is nothing new for me. I'm always killing monsters and zombies in my dreams. But rarely do I have an objective. It's like, okay, find Eilish. And I end up roasting one of these things in a fire. I put on its remains. I'm camouflaged. I'm walking amongst these things. I'm literally going from city to city, looking for you, battling these things. And I get to some port city, and you know, I'm talking to the people there. I'm like, Eilish, I'm screaming out Eilish. People think I'm crazy. I'm grabbing by the shirts and screaming Eilish. And they're like, she left. She's on her way up to Hungary. I was like, oh, that's great. that's great. And you know, things catch up with us and behind me. And I pretty much, I let go of the mortal coil and start watching from a fourth dimensional aspect and just watching these things just... because each one of these creatures have their own kind of mutant powers. It's not always a physical thing. Some would hypnotize people to go within its grasp and grow tentacles and lash at them and eat them. And just like really gross, horrible stuff. And it's like, the lesson here is we need to be watching our government. What they're doing behind closed doors, what they're making.
That's right. Well, they are. It's very true what you're saying about the mutations, because that's what they're anticipating with the DNA mutations in the coming vaccine that they're imposing upon the mass general population, you know. So we just had a woman pass out on live TV, a nurse that got injected on live TV and passed out, and saying how healthy the vaccine was. And she went completely unconscious. She had to be attended to right live on TV. Oh, my goodness. So, of course, the essential workers are going to be hit first, and our elderly, you know. There's not going to be enough crematoriums for what's coming, you know. So it is very dire what may be happening. But I believe that, you know, going into the spiritual subject, there was a wonderful visionary that passed in recent years by the name of Dolores Cannon, and she was actually a qualified hypnotist, and she'd hypnotized thousands and like tens of thousands of people over her career. And as an elderly lady, she said that their souls had, you know, collectively said that there's a split coming, there's a dimensional split coming between the catastrophic timeline and the paradise timeline, and we will vibrationally vibe out of those people that don't vibe with us anymore. You know, they just simply won't be there coming, you know, after this equinox, sorry, after this solstice, the summer solstice for us southerners, and the northern hemisphere is the winter solstice that's coming. And we've got a few more days left. And so we really just need to remind ourselves, if we want to be on the paradise timeline, that we remain with love in our hearts and respect and reverence for each other and for our ancestors and those of us that want to stay connected with the ancestors, and I'm sure many people with ties to their indigenous communities have, and their culture has. We want to stay in honor and remain one with our ancestors and not vibe into this synthetic, you know, transhumanism. We want to stay organic, and we want to stay on the positive timeline. So I ask anyone who is listening from a Christian perspective or from a hippie or a shamanic perspective, it doesn't really matter if you've got love in your hearts, love for humanity, that we stay with that vibe now, that we love all humanity like they're all our children, they're all our brothers and sisters. and we collectively, there's a phenomena, a spiritual phenomena V called the Maharishi effect. And it's when people come together in prayer and meditation and collectively dreaming a new reality. And that this has been proven scientifically to work. When people have collectively mass meditated, like 5,000 or 7,000 people, that's all we really need, just to be the tipping point. If there's 7 billion of us on this planet, it would be ideal if we could get at least 7,000 of us to be on the same vibe, that we want the best for humanity and we want to stay in that collective prayer. So I'm just asking everybody, from whatever prayerful perspective you come from here on Theological Thursday, that we all tune into our hearts now, because our hearts are the seat of our souls. And however you consider the soul, that immortal spark that is inextinguishable, that goes from life to life and jumps into another avatar when we're gifted another body to live another life. And it's that immortal spark that we tune into in our hearts now. So I'd just like to say a little prayer for that, and just to remind ourselves what vibe we would like to be in, so that we end up on the paradise timeline and not in this dystopian, apocalyptic zombie future that the cabal would like to impose upon us. So we call upon the celestial realms, the angelic beings, our personal guides and protectors, and our ancestors, and the spirit custodians of the land upon which you stand, to bless this space now between us and be here with us now. And we call upon the divine light of love and truth and harmony to shine in the places that need healing now, and this light to now guide our way into the great unknown, this great galactic time, a turning of the wheel of 26,000 years, so that we can all go into the higher dimension together.
And we and ask, we're not jamming anybody, correct?
That's right. And we ask for these blessings with great reverence from our mother, the earth, and from the moon and the stars and the sun, our sky father. We ask for these blessings with great reverence. And dear friends, let us fill this prayer circle brimful with love now and awareness, joining as one in this circle and this prayer circle of light, so that we can create it here right now on the airwaves. And may we remember that we are pure consciousness and the essence of life and the source of all things. May we find the courage to let go of fear now, and the path of past conditioning, the pain of past conditioning that we've all been pained with, all the sadness and sorrow. Let's let go of it now and open our hearts to healing. And may we walk upon this earth, this birthing earth, gently, as true spiritual warriors, as interdimensional midwives giving birth to our own true selves in this new higher reality. And may we let go of any kind of duality or separation and evolve beyond our human 3D limitations now into divine self-expression of the highest order, and thereby collectively assisting in the co-creation of this new dawning light-filled world. Let's all pray for that, and let's all pray that we anchor in our hearts the heaven on earth that we all want to see, a free, beautiful, liberated, mask-free, vaccine-free, clean, liberated, abundant world where we do not hunger anymore, where we do not feel sorrow or sadness, where there is no fear in our hearts and victimization in our thoughts, where we can all just live freely and peacefully and abundantly with each other, seeing each other, no matter what color or race or even star race that we might encounter in this new world. But let's all see each other, no matter what faces we encounter, as all as brothers and sisters now. And let's co-create a beautiful new reality for us all. This is a time when reality becomes elastic and we can superimpose whatever we collectively imagine and pray together. So I ask our Christian brothers and sisters that are listening, and all those that are in their higher consciousness, however you got there, through prayer or yoga or psychedelics or however you got there, open up now your highest possibilities and your greatest superpowers to let's co-create that, because I feel that we can all agree that we want a peaceful, free, clean and abundant world, free of these controllers, free of these puppet masters. They all remain in 3D. Anyone that wants to overpower and rule over another, that's now past in the old world that was once the world of duality. And let's go into collectivity. Let's go into a beautiful, cohesive world where we all want the best for each other. And if someone's hungry, we can put our hands in our pockets and make sure they have a full tummy, and so that no one goes without. We look out for each other. If you're cold, here's my jacket. I've got a spare one at home. Let's just all go into love and charity and goodwill in our hearts and ask for the great blessings from our collective, unified creator, the creator that birthed us all, or the creatrix. Let's not even give it a gender. Let's just see that the creator is even beyond the concept of gender, and that is mother and father and divine child all in one, and that we are all a fractal of the whole. We are all arms and legs of a greater collective that is one heart, one mind, one spirit. And so that's the premise I would like to begin this philosophical discussion with, something that we can all dream together, so that V's dream of a dystopian future doesn't need to happen to all of us, that those that experience that reality, I pray for the stillness in their hearts and the peace that comes to them as well. But not all of us will be remaining in that world of duality. And I do pray that we all wake up on the 22nd of December in a humanitarian, egalitarian world that isn't communistic in flavor and is beyond all these old isms, and that we just wake up to a world that just is, where we can just be, simply be, and be the truth and the love and the beauty that we are. You know, so that's what I would like to start with, V, an idealistic, optimistic, prayerful, reverent and respectful asking of, you know, let's collectively, you know, work on this over the next few days. Let's stay in our prayer and stay in our peace. And whenever someone's pushing our buttons, just let it go. It's all just ego, identity. It's all just stuff that we need to let go of, you know, this self-importance. Let it all just go. Let's all just be humble and peaceful, you know, as we move collectively into a more beautiful reality. That's just my prayer for everybody. That's not singling anyone out, or let's just see that everyone goes into the vibration that they hold now, you know, and that those of us that want a better world for everybody, that we wake up and we see that we've prayed everybody into that new world, you know, that we have the power to do so, that there's scientific proof when the Maharishi effect actually took place when there was 7,000 or more praying, you know, and it's easy to do that in big, you know, big collectives of monasteries and ashrams, that we can do that, you know. Go on, V. What were you going to say?
We can. And tell you what, your story there, what you're saying, reminds me of a story, my favorite science fiction story. There's a group of shamans who sensed a great evil coming in the future. A great evil coalescing in the spiritual realm. And, oh boy, these breaks. Can never time them right anymore these days. Okay, you know what? We're going to take a break and we'll come on back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
I'm hoping that we have a few new listeners this hour. I did a call during John's show earlier today. It's weird being a caller, especially when you have a bored out mic. It's like, yeah, okay. First name, last name. Yeah, it's V. First name, last name. I'm like, it's V. It's just like, okay, let's do the song and dance right now. All right, okay. Anyways, I get on the air and talked about, you know, what's going on. I have to tell everybody what's going on in a 5-minute nutshell. And yeah, John's a great guy, business partner, and you know. He's really great. I like the people that listen to his program. We have the most intelligent listeners and callers, but we're blessed with that. So it's good times. So as I was saying before the break, so what you were saying, Alex, it kind of reminds me of my favorite science fiction story with Warhammer 40K. There's this group of shamans who were sensing something evil coalescing in the spiritual world. It was, you know, gaining lots of power from all the evil that was being done on the earth as this great evil was feeding off of the negative energy coming from humanity. And so all these shamans got together, thousands upon thousands of shamans got together, did a ritual meditation, and did a mass suicide. Okay, well, story doesn't stop there. The spirits of the shamans actually coalesced themselves to come back as a Christ-like figure and led humanity through, well, the trials and tribulations of the evil gods that would form. So, I just wanted to put that out there. That's what popped in my head when you were speaking about that.
Well, I hope we don't have to collectively suicide, B. I hope that it is a beautiful rebirth that doesn't include any dead bodies, you know? I really hope that we can keep our avatars and leap into the new humanity. I've just received an inbox from a Buddhist master sitting on top of a mountain in a meditation hut with Wi-Fi from Bhutan. And I just mentioned to him that I'm on the radio doing a bit of a prayer and prophecy show on what might be happening. And does he have any visions about, you know, what's going to happen on you know, and beyond December 21 as we move into the age of Aquarius? And really, like, his feeling is that as long as we stay with love and compassion and wisdom in our hearts and our minds, for, you know, to steer this world and this humanity into a beautiful golden age, that we can achieve it, but we need to stay in a collective prayer and meditation and a mindset of humanitarianism now. The age of service to self is over, and the beginning of service to others really needs to be born in all our hearts now, so that we wake up with the attitude of not what I can get, what I can get out of this, but what can I do for humanity today as a collective? Can I help my mother? Can I help my neighbor? You know, can I feed that homeless guy on the corner? You know, anything that we can do to help and assist and educate and heal each other and lift each other up, you know? So, you know, it's a shame that through this COVID hoax that we saw a lot of the churches shut down, V, because it was interesting that abortion clinics remained open. So killing children was okay, but collective prayer wasn't encouraged. Collective singing and devotional singing, which is like a mantra said in song, a prayer said in song, that was discouraged because of COVID and breathing and exhaling. I mean, this is clearly a nasty, nasty psyop that we need to transcend now. We need to see the little man behind the curtain, because it's a tiny minority that seeks to control us. And we can usurp this. We can shake this off. We can shake off our shackles collectively by collective non-compliance, by civil disobedience, you know, by not wearing a mask and not being afraid to hug each other. We'll be back after the break to have a chat about this.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial break, then we'll come back for a longer segment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yes. Oh boy. This is the Redfield Hardcore Rio Show. And talking we're here about...
We're here on Theological Thursday. You were talking about, you know, your what you were saying about that science fiction stuff before V.
Yeah. Warhammer 40K, it's kind of weird that I talk about it on the radio here within a week's period. I know when I was on the Red Pill Nation last week, the subject came up. it's just coincidence, I suppose. But spiritual journeys, and you know, they're very. Very difficult, these spiritual journeys. I know someone who fell in love with a goddess, okay, and this person had a child with this goddess, this wayward prince. And, let's just say some devils ripped this wayward prince out of heaven and into hell. And, about time this wayward prince got out of hell, he's come to find that the goddess is gone and his son is dead. And, he's been on, a bit of a mission since then. But at some point, he did fall in love with a mortal woman. And basically, was going to have a baby with her. She went insane and killed her own baby. Again, from the manipulations of the devils that plague this prince. Well, now this prince has this prince is on a warpath. Okay? He's he's got his spiritual path. He's doing his great conquering, his mythical task, because I do believe he's going to make his way back up Mount Olympus. I'll say that. Go ahead, Eilish.
Well, it very much is a spiritual war that we are in, whether we realize it or not. You know, and it is between, if you like to use the dualistic paradigm, Christian paradigm of God versus Satan, it very much is like that. The service to self is what we've seen that the ruling elite pretty much, garnish the coffers of their communities and get deals, backroom deals for themselves. It's in the Biden crime family being very exposed at the moment in alternative media. And we're also seeing the downfall of mainstream media. So these are the beginnings of the collapse of civilization that we will continue seeing, and it's all part of the Great Awakening. And like with birth isn't easy. If anyone out there has birthed a child or seen what a mother goes through to labor a child into this world, into this beautiful, wonderful, sorrowful, challenging world and lives that we live. But, the labor that she goes through is very much what we are all collectively doing as we are birthing this new humanity. And, it's evident with the Schumann resonance. Now we're looking for scientific reasons, for the shift. Well, the increase in the Schumann resonance, which is the harmonics of the earth, which have been scientifically measured, has been going through the roof at the moment as we are nearing this conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn and, coming up to look like the Star of Bethlehem in the sky on December the 21st. So as we prepare for this great conjunction, this joining of the light of two bright giant planets and the dwarf planet that might be coming behind that, the one that we can't see, what prophets have called Nibiru, now's the time that we are all collectively feeling this pressure. And people around us are losing their, losing their marbles a little bit. But, we're all being challenged on very personal and collective levels. And we're also being called to shift our perception of reality as we all awaken to the little man behind the curtain. We have really been sucked into this matrix illusion of their making, when we have forgotten who we really are, the origins of the primordial creator and the primordial mind of the consciousness, the awareness of the collective that we are, that we can everything that we all want for each other and ourselves, like good health, long life, happiness and safety for our children, that the children can go out and play in the street without fear of getting snatched or killed. And that we can collectively co-create this, because right now it's very, the realities are very fluidic. You see, I'm a tarot reader in a gypsy wagon on the weekends at local markets here. And in my prophecy work, I've also seen the two parallel timelines. We are now in that split, and the split is vibrational in its essence, because we are all beings of frequency, and this reality, this illusion, is merely but a hologram superimposed over us, like we are finding ourselves in a matrix. We can debate whether it's of our own making or whether we've just walked into it blindly without questioning, following our leaders into this world that they've marched us into, like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, you know, when he stole all the children. So, my goodness, we are now in this fluidic reality where we choose our reality by the very thoughts that we manifest into this world. So let's want the good for each other. Let's not rejoice in each other's downfall. Let's pray and hope and want the good for each other, the success for each other, and let's lift each other up and praise each other and thank each other, because it's as a collective we go through this time. And I do believe that there will be a split in the world, however that happens. There is also a predicted great solar flare that comes at the end of this galactic conjunction, the end of the Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar that we all thought would end on December 21st, 2012, but we realized that our Julian Georgian calendar was 8 years out, and that time is now, okay? And we are now in the year of 2020, and that galactic cycle ends, that 26,000-year galactic cycle ends now. And now is the time when we can choose our realities. So let's all choose that we collectively move into a world that doesn't include global depopulation and fanatical overlords that are hell-bent on, you know, destroying the world with their crazy GMO'd viruses and things like that. And let's see the coming into the age of wonderful new miraculous technologies of instantaneous manifestation and anti-gravity and time travel and travels to Mars and the moon without needing vaccinations and visiting other colonies and other worlds. And let the Star Brothers and Sisters walk freely amongst us, whether they have faces like us or whether they have other forms. And let's realize that the animals that have been walking amongst us, the giraffes, the dolphins, the elephants, they're all great beings from other worlds with consciousness just as deep, if not deeper, than ours. And that we learn the galactic language so that we can communicate and connect with every other life form and revere and respect the sanctity of life that is within every life form. And that immortal spark is contained in each and every precious life that we encounter. You know, so that's the world I wish to co-create with you all today, a beautiful, clean, peaceful world, a world where people are kind and people respect the value of life. Go ahead, V.
Oh, yeah, you sense I want to say something. Okay. Yeah, well, what if I were to throw some argument in there? What if I were to say that not all life is sacred? To me, I believe that the life that is sacred is the life that will fight for itself and others. Anything less than that, I believe, is just, I don't know, animalistic, subhuman, I don't know. Well, what would you say to that?
Well, you know, it's a perceptional shift in reality. You know, if we do look at some life forms as subhuman, as you said, V, We can also look at them as lesser evolved. We can look at them with compassion, the same kind of compassion that a university graduate would look upon a kindergarten student. We all remember in generations or lives past when we were that unconscious, when we were that instinctual, when we were the ones operating primarily with our reptilian brain, where we were fight or flight and fornication and food was our primary instincts, and we didn't think about humanitarianism and social, you know, concerns. So look, I do believe that we all have evolved from unconsciousness to consciousness. And if we see these beings, which you call subhuman, that we look upon them with the compassion of someone that they are not yet awakened. And hopefully by our presence and by our grace and by our example, that we can just by our mere presence awaken them to want to be a bit more conscious. And I pray that they also have an upgrade in their DNA just by being around us vibrationally. Go ahead, V.
Well, I am, I'm Caribbean and Cherokee, okay? This is my ancestral makeup. So, I have a heavy shamanistic bloodline. And it's something that is a responsibility of, the Native Americans, the shamanistic culture. The shamans, their responsibilities, their main responsibility was to ensure a clean political party, let's say, within the tribes. They were to uproot, point out any psychopaths in the tribe. And even after that, the responsibility was to either kill them or to limit them in power. Limit them from ever taking a position of power. Now, on the opposite side of that, we have the war on drugs, we have the war on free thought, we have the war because that is what the psychopath does not want us to have, because that is of the shamanistic nature, the war against those who are to hunt them down. And we as a society have knelt down to that, okay? And that is why the psychopath is thriving today. Now, I know what my duties are, and I will stay with my duties. I do know there's some people I'm going to have to nail to a wall somewhere and have them show them as an example to the rest of the world to get us back into some sort of a balance here. I know I take a more of a hardcore approach to this, but again, that is not something that doesn't challenge the narrative, even of the peaceful ones. What do you have to say to that?
Look, it is a bit of a war with all that is happening. As you said, you talked about the war on medicine. You know, I'm a natural healer. I work with energetic Chinese medicine and homeopathy and herbs. And I know that they've been systematically removing our natural medicines in preference for the synthetics that they can profit from. They're not encouraging people, for example, to eat apricot kernels because they can't patent that. Because, many of us can have apricot trees in the backyard, They can't patent that as a chemotherapy. But what they can do is, profit off mustard gas and call it chemotherapy, because that's the true nature of what chemotherapy is. And, you know, this is a war on people. It's a complete lack of respect and reverence for the sanctity of life and the divine spark that is gifted within each avatar. There are those that do seek to do harm, and I do feel that vibrationally they'll be real, and I'm really being hopeful here. I know I'm being idealistic here, but I also need to keep that vibration to hold some weight on the pendulum on the other side, and hopefully enough of us can swing this crazy seesaw in our favor, you know, so that we don't go down this catastrophic timeline of endless wars and everything. You know, because what I see in the dystopian future of the parallel timeline of the continuation of 3D for those that stay in that vibration is the complete dystopian realities of many, many zombie post-apocalyptic movies that are out there on Netflix and out there in Hollywood that have prepared us for the catastrophic timeline where we need to prepare for, you know, the collapse of society. And what I'd really like to do is wake up in a world where, you know, where it is beautiful and where those things feel like nightmares and past life memories and a time that had gone by, a dark time, but we wake up in a brighter world. I really, really hope that we can dream this together because, you know, with the genetic mutations, with the irradiation of our species through 5G and, you know, nuclear radiation that's coming, still leaking from Fukushima today, and Chernobyl coming down over Europe and affecting and altering our genes and causing these dreaded mutations and cognitive birth defects that are happening, congenital birth defects. I truly fear for, you know, the catastrophic timeline. I do believe it will go to hell. You know, this is the war. This is why I feel that in this great time of transition that we really maintain the light in our hearts, any hope for humanity that we have, and not lose that heart, not lose that light ever, ever, ever. Just keep, even if you do feel yourself sinking, just hang on to that light. See it like a light beckoning you to, you know, that's at the end of that long dark tunnel. We can't let go of the spark of hope. Once, if that extinguishes, then it all collapses. So it's reliant, the collective is reliant on each and every one of us not to let go of hope at the moment, because I know that, you know, we have educated ourselves and done a lot of research on, you know, what Cabal is planning with the Rockefeller papers and so forth, and with the NASA war documents and everything. But that's only one possible reality in this holographic matrix of vibrational frequency. We need to tune out of the old paradigm and tune into a new, and it's vibrationally specific. You know how the Christians talk about Judgment Day? Well, I would call 21st of December Judgment Day. And you know how we're going to be judged? We're going to be judged by the light in our hearts. You know, even in ancient Egyptian law, L-O-R-E and L-A-W law, in ancient Egyptian mystical philosophy as well, they consider this like the court of Maat, M-A-A-T. And Maat is like the goddess Justice herself, okay? And she's got these big wings like Isis, and she pulls a feather out of her wings, and she's got a set of scales, and she puts the heaviness of your heart or the vibration of your soul on the other scale. And wherever, you know, however heavy your heart or your soul is feeling is how we're going to be vibrationally judged. Now imagine the weight of that heart going down, 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 or up, 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 compared to that feather. Imagine in equilibrium to that feather would be a heavenly paradise realm where we're equal with the gods, okay? But that each and every room, like going down, is a vibrational dimension. And so the elevated door opens to a new life and a rebirth on the vibrationally specific dimension that your heart is on at the point of this great transition. So imagine that. So the level three might be humanity 3D, you know. Level four might be the fourth dimension, where we still see the reptilian beings, and we all need to like work on our qigong and our iron shirt qigong and our psychic protection, and really need to like, you know, go into a bit more of a spiritual war. Imagine like Marvel comics, where we're all superheroes with superpowers, but we still see the dark ones and we battle against them. But in 5D, it's a collective. Time doesn't exist like it does here. We feel the passing of time with the cycles of the sun. But in that 5D world, that we're in an eternal nowness of now. Go on, V, what were you going to say?
Oh, Eilish. Oh, I have some things that I have never discussed with any person, let alone on the radio before. When we come back on the other side of the commercial break, I've got to ask your opinion about some things, especially coming from a scientific perspective, one that I'm most familiar with. But I want to also remind the listeners, you can be callers also. Phone number 800-313-9443. Once again, that phone number is 800-313-9443. And get on this spiritual ride with us. And I believe I may have jumped ahead of time here once again. But yes, lots of discussion that we're going to have. And I definitely want to bring in the quantum moment, the singularity. As far as I know it, I'll go ahead and preface this so you guys have a little something to nibble on during the break. From what I know about time and our existence, and I've actually been able to tap into this quantum space many a times to grab the answers that I needed, to grab the answers that I seeked. And all existence can be put into a single point. That's the nature of the quantum. Beginning of time to the end of time, it's all the same moment, just diced up and stretched out from our perspectives, because we have such a very short and small place within this quantum singularity. But once again, it is in fact something that you can experience a split second. You can experience all of time within a split second. And yeah, I'm gonna go to break.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.